When do you think that was recorded? 1972? Maybe? 69? 1970? That was recorded this year by Charles Bradley on Daptone Records. And I tell you, that is a great sounding track and a great sounding album. Charles Bradley used to be Black Velvet. He was that was his name before he was known as Charles Bradley. He grew up in New York, penniless, broke. His grandma took him to see James Brown, and he began emulating his moves and his style when he was just a kid with a broom handle. Ended up performing under the moniker of Black Velvet, and ended up hooking up with a member of who are now the Budos Band on Daptone Records, and ended up recording his first couple singles under the Daptone label as Charles Bradley and the Bullets. But now, he's just Charles Bradley, and the name of that album is No Time for Dreaming. Name of the track, The World is Going Up in Flames, and you are locked into the Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. I am your host, as always, Bobby the Badger Ferris, and this is a very, very special episode of the Barn Burner. At quarter to 2 o'clock today, we will be speaking with none other than Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers, co-founder actually, multitasker extraordinaire too, producer, has added his musicianship to such acts as Booker T and the MGs, Betty LaVette, just to name a few. Right now, though, we're going to keep things going. On a Daptone side note, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are coming back to Vancouver in May. So keep your eyes peeled for that. We're going to stick with the rhythm and blues right now. This is a new one off Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears album, Scandalous. The name of the track is Black Snake. It's rock and roll.
Yeah. The Biltmore Beetroot and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present Diamond Rings and P.S. I Love You Friday, March 11th. Fresh from a gig opening for Robin, Diamond Rings will have new 7 inches available at the merch table, crisscrossing this fine continent of ours with Diamond Rings, a paper bag recording artist, P.S. I Love You, playing lots of tunes from their acclaimed 2010 debut, Meet Me at the Muster Station. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Advance tickets are available from the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. To learn more, visit biltmorecabaret.com. That's Diamond Rings and P.S. I Love You, Friday, March 11th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Oh, it's you.
All right, that was Robinson Crusoe from the Red Walls from their 2005 album De Nova, which I played quite a bit in 2005. I was a really big fan of that album. Good, good, solid, straight-ahead rock and roll. Before that, we had Don't Lie to Me by the quintessential American power pop band Big Star from their number one record. And before that, after Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, we had Grand Champion, equal parts Boulder, Colorado, and Austin, Texas, with a track called Miss Out from their 2002 album Battle Cry for Help. Some Replacements-esque deep south rock and roll for you there. Coming up, north of the 49th parallel, we've got one from Misha and the Spanx from Calgary, Alberta, off of the Transistor 66 label. The name of the track is Until You're Loving Me. You're listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Working for nice. Make Trinidad like paradise. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Chicari to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldiers celebrate his lead. Make every day like New Year's Eve. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Situation is mighty clear. Like Yankee girl, the ladies swoo. When she hear the bingo croon. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Hot sun and cool off. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and
join the UBC Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are...
Wednesday the 9th through Saturday the 12th, it's Tangled at 7 p.m. and The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader at 9 p.m.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
Down. Tell me goodbye then.
Well, there's the end to a badass lady set. That was Exene Cervenka, obviously the ex-lead singer slash lead singer from X, and a couple of other punk bands from Los Angeles, with her new country inflected album, The Excitement of Maybe. The name of that track was Brand New Memory. Before that, we had Wanda Jackson from her new album, produced by Jack White, doing the Andrews Sisters classic Rum and Cola. Like I mentioned earlier, stick around. 10 minutes from now, I will be speaking with co-founder of the Drive-By Truckers, Patterson Hood. Let's get things a little countrified here. From his classic album, Honky Tonk Heroes, here's Waylon Jennings, name of the song, Omaha, right here on the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sometimes it's hard. But you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, He made a rainbow man.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Well, it's cold in July when you're up in the sky and there's no atmosphere and you can't hear a thing. Well, the view is delightful, but your air is recycled. And if you want to call Earth, there's a 6 minute.
All right, that was Booker T with their cover of, or I should say his cover of Hey Ya by none other than Outkast. That's actually featuring the Drive-By Truckers on the, and this is the backing band, and Neil Young as well. So, yeah, a velvet letter of people, the old Patterson Hood. Anyways, and before that, we had the Dexateens with a track off of Hardwire Healing, which Patterson actually produced. We have yet to get Patterson on the phone, but, you know, busy tour. Hopefully, we're keeping our fingers crossed that we'll get him. Right now, let's continue on with the rock and roll. We got a kick-ass band out of Ottawa, actually, called The White Wires with their new album. The name of this track is Let's Go to the Beach. Stay tuned in, because we're going to be trying to get Patterson here real quick.
About the troubles that you saw you looking at the girl like that. Yeah, I saw her too, boy, I know right where you're at. But you better be careful, cause she ain't the kind you're gonna forget. How much you wanna bet if you fall in love? Ain't nothing gonna be the same. You walk around calling out her name. You throw your heart down like a glove. Push come to shove, you'll only end up lonely and blue whenever she's away from you. If you fall in love. Talking to you cause I'm your best friend. And I hate to see you going where I already been. Because I've been in love before and I won't ever be the same again. You better listen to me, Jim, if you fall in love. Ain't nothing gonna be the same. You walk around calling out her name. Down like a glove. Push come to shove, you'll only end up lonely and blue whenever she's away from you. If you fall in love, yeah. Here she is again, she sure looks fine. Fall in love, ain't nothing gonna be the same. You walk around calling out her name. You throw your heart down like a glove. Push come to shove, you'll only end up lonely and blue whenever she's away from you. If you fall in love, if you fall in love.
All right, that was Eddie Spaghetti, If You Fall in Love, off of his solo album Sundowner. And before that, we had Eve Hell and the Razors doing Big River by Johnny Cash, obviously. And we also had Diamond Nights off of their album Destination, Once We Were Diamonds, with a track called Destination Diamonds. Well, it looks Cam and... And Tyler, being very gracious to let me stay on the air a little bit longer. We've been trying to get in touch with Patterson Hood. He is obviously on the tour bus right now. And we've gotten in touch with his representation, and they're trying to get a hold of him. So we're going to try to hold out and see if we can get that phone call in the next couple minutes. If not, sorry there, Badger fans and Barnburner fans. I guess we're not going to be able to grab him today. However... we're still going to play his music. This is off of his new album and the Drive-By Truckers' new album, Go-Go Boots. The name of the song, self-titled, it's Go-Go Boots. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Shacking up with the mistress, doing things I never do with the mistress.
that was the Drive-By Truckers with Go-Go Boots off their self-titled album. That's a self-titled song, Go-Go Boots off their album, Go-Go Boots. And yes, we do have Patterson Head with us. How you doing, Patterson?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm sorry, we're at the border, and they've been holding us for a bit, and I couldn't get to my phone, but they just let us through finally. So that's why I wasn't able to be there when I was supposed to be.
Don't even worry about it. I understand how these tumultuous border crossings can be with bands.
God, especially when you're in a band, you know, that's like waving a flag. It's like, oh, band, okay, we're gonna have to search your bus.
just come and get me. We'll put all the contraband up front. Yeah, no doubt, I understand. Well, first of all, congratulations for getting out of Portland. There's so many overpasses in that city sometimes. I find it's a little daunting. I've actually missed that town going down the I-5 sometimes.
Yeah, it is. We had a nice time last night, though, over there. It was really good. It was sold out, and pretty much all our West Coast dates have sold out. So it's been a good tour.
That's great. Yeah, you've sold out. You sold out very fast in Vancouver. Actually, before and I had it all night lined up nice and pretty. But before 1:45, I played a track from Hardwire Healing off the Dexateens album.
Cool.
Yeah, man. And you co-produced on that one. I played Neil Armstrong. Are you? Do you feel pretty comfortable now in the producer's chair?
Yeah, I do. I really like doing that. I'd like to have more time to do more of that. And the band's so busy, I'm kind of limited on how many projects I can take on. But I'm hoping maybe next year to get to do a couple more.
Well, between that and playing, recording, and solo albums, I guess you have to be kind of like the ultimate multitasker, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
First of all, congratulations on the new album. I knew that somewhere along the line you guys would do your Sunday Morning Coming Down album, albeit a dark and twisted one. I read somewhere actually that during the big to-do sessions, that's where like a lot of the Go-Go Boots songs came from. What place does this album take in DBT's catalog?
I don't know. I mean, it's a record I've always wanted to make, and it really is. It's kind of, I've kind of been putting back songs and ideas for this kind of record for a long time, and we finally just kind of got to that point where the band's right and everything kind of lined up for this one. And I've been wanting to do a record that musically kind of addressed a little bit more of the sound of the music that came out of my hometown when I was growing up, the kind of the Muscle Shoals sound.
Right.
A little more R&B based and country soul. And we was kind of best known for our good guitar songs, but I've always felt like the emphasis was really to us with the writing anyway. So this just kind of was our chance to kind of write some of these type of songs and see how far we could delve into that.
Yeah, well, I think you hit it right on the head. There's definitely that country groove going on in that album. You know, speaking of the Muscle Shoals stuff, I mean, not too long ago, you had a chance to work with Booker T on an album, Potato Hole, and actually play with Neil Young. I got a question for you. Was there any Ronnie and Neil stuff discussed when you were playing with Neil?
You know, it's funny because we did that record together, but we didn't do it at the same time. Booker came to Athens, and we recorded live in the studio with him, all of us, and Booker. And then they took what we did to California. Booker took the tapes to California, and Neil added his part separately.
Oh, he did.
So we didn't get to hang out with him or anything. It's funny hearing a song and hearing, we're playing, and all of a sudden there's Neil Young. but we didn't get to. I was hoping that we'd end up getting to do a show together at some point when we were touring behind it, but it never got to happen.
Oh, wow.
Maybe someday.
I'm pretty.
I haven't met him before, but I've but not with that project, unfortunately.
Right. Now, I'm sure someday, being of like mind, I'm sure you guys will be able to share a stage together. I was wondering, too, and I'm going to get a little bit regional here. I mean, you know, obviously you're playing in Vancouver, but, you know, I always find that we're kind of like the last stop on the West Coast gravy train. When you guys started to go nationally, did you find that there was a difference in, like, West Coast audience? Did they take to you immediately, or did it take some kind of for them to warm up to you guys?
Immediately. Granted, it took a while for us to work our way all the way across the country because the country's so big. It took us a long time to get out there the first time, but we were treated so well the first time we made it across that it's like, God, why didn't we get out here sooner?
Yeah.
but we've always had a really nice fan base, particularly San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver have always particularly been kind to us from the first time on.
From day one. Well, that's great. You know, that's kind of the way you'd hope things to be. You know, you'd want things to have happen. You're playing in a venue tonight, actually. In Vancouver is fairly legendary. A lot of the big band jazz bands used to come to the Commodore. So I think you guys are really going to appreciate the sound. You're playing with a band that I play quite a bit on the barn burner as well, the Heartless Bastards. How's it been touring with them?
Oh, they're great. You know, we toured with them twice a long time ago. We did two full tours with them back when they were still based out of Ohio in their earlier incarnation. And Erica, I think, has one of the most amazing voices in rock right now. I think she's got an amazing voice and writes really cool songs. And so it's been good to hook up with them again after all these years and see how they've grown and developed. And they're doing really good. I think our crowds really liked them every night, and so it's been a fun tour.
Great. A couple more questions, Patterson. A couple years ago, you released a solo album. Is there any of that type of a project in the works coming up for you at all?
No, I don't have any plans for anything like that anytime soon. I really had fun with that record, and I'm really, really proud of that record. I'm proud of both of my solo records because I think they do kind of cover some different ground from what the band does. But I'm so happy with the band right now that really any projects I want to do right now, as far as recording, you know, ourselves, would be with the Truckers. I'm just really happy with where the band's at right now.
I think as being a co-founder of that band, that's probably the happiest thing you could say, right? Is I don't want to go anywhere. This is too good to be true right now.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's I've been playing with Cooley for 26 years, and we've had the Truckers for 15 years, and it's never been as good as it's been in this last year. The last year's tour was fantastic, and then we took about 2 weeks off between the end of the Big To Do tour and the beginning of the Go-Go Boots tour and worked up a pretty different feeling show to go out with this year and than what we were doing last year, and I'm liking it even better. So we're all in a pretty good place with that.
That's a good segue to my next question, Patterson. I mean, what should we be expecting in terms of a set list tonight? Do you guys do the majority of stuff from the Big To Do and this latest record with a couple of classics thrown in there?
Yeah, you know, we don't use a set list. We literally decide the first song as we're walking up there, and then it's anything goes from there. But with that said, it's pulling pretty heavy from the new record because the new record's really working well live for us, and there's songs from back in the catalog, in some cases songs we haven't played much in a long time that really fit well with these songs, or that we've worked up new versions of that go well with these, and we're pulling out some really cool older stuff to kind of mix in, and of course the hits.
Yeah,
you're playing the singles too, right? It's a good show right now, I think.
That's great. This show that I've started here, I mean, I've only been doing it for about just over a year. And when I first started, the most recent stuff that you guys had was your Fine Print album, which was a B-side and rarities. And it blew my mind that you actually did Play It All Night Long by Warren Zevon, because I'm a massive Zevon fan. Was it your idea to incorporate that song live and to record that one?
Yeah, when he got sick and was his last year that he was alive, we were all huge fans, and we actually worked that song up then, kind of paying tribute to him when he was still alive, when he was just sick. And it was such a crowd pleaser that we were kind of like, God, you know, we should have been playing this all along. This song really fits with a lot of the things we've done. And we recorded it for the Dirty South back in 04 when we were making that album.
Right.
And we just had too many songs to fit the record and had to leave some stuff off. But that was one of the ones we left off that I really, you know, felt really extra strongly about. We actually played it last night. It got pulled out last night. It's really working pretty well in this set that we're doing now. So maybe it'll get pulled out tonight.
Well, I hope so, because you do really kick the crap out of that song. It's fantastic. Anyways, I'm cutting into the other show's time right now, Patterson. But I just want to say I wish you and the band all the best. And you know, if I can make a special request tonight, Steve McQueen, and for my cousin Carrie in Calgary, Let There Be Rock.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure at least one of those will get played.
Okay, good.
Thanks for letting us back in your country.
it's our pleasure. Hey, $50 is $50 to the customs guy. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get through that.
And I've always wanted to say this to you. I will see you at the rock show.
Fantastic. I will see you at the rock show.
Okay, Patterson.
Right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers coming in at the last minute by the skin of their teeth. Thanks for tuning in. It was a long time coming, but we finally got Patterson Hood on. Again, the Drive-By Truckers are playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom with special guests, the Heartless Bastards. So stick around. Tyler and Cam are coming up. And yeah, get ready for Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM.
We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with radio-ness. I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random